Many schools around the state have either issued initial layoff notices to teachers and other staff, or they're currently debating it. In one of the state's hardest hit cities, Janesville, School Board Vice President Bill Soderman says they'll need to let some teachers go, but the difficulty is knowing how many.
Having to guess what our attendance and enrollment might be for next year is where it gets to be tricky, because this being a unique year with the economy and with the GM plant closing, and to try to guess what effect that might have on enrollment, of course, affects what our reimbursement is from the state, and therefore how many teachers we should have then to accommodate the number of students we have in our schools.
Soderman says they're required to give teachers notice by May 1st for the fall semester, but they won't know what they're getting from the state until September. It's a common problem for schools, and Soderman worries if they lay teachers off now, they may not be able to get them back. But if they don't, that could spell financial trouble. Miles Turner is the executive director of the Wisconsin Association of School District Administrators. He says with revenue caps, schools don't have many other options than to make cuts. And that's a problem that federal stimulus cash isn't going to fix.
It can only be spent in very limited ways in very limited areas for special programs. And therefore, general education programs are being cut in mass layoffs statewide of teachers because the stimulus money cannot be used in that way.
There is the possibility that some teachers who get layoff notices now could be rehired in the fall. And new programs created with federal stimulus cash may create some new positions. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.